This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, the bubble's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio on a Friday. The weekend is definitely calling. And what a better way to cruise into it than with the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. We've got all the things motoring lined up for you. Driving impressions, car talk, and a little something to fuel your love for the road. As always, we are joined by the man who knows his way around a steering wheel, our trusted motoring journalist, Prashoen Naidoo. And this week, he had the pleasure of dropping the top on the slick and stylish Mercedes-Benz CLE 200 Cabriolet, a car that blends elegance with performance in a true Benz fashion. He's here to share his thoughts on this head turner. And of course, no show is complete without a motoring tip to keep you safe and savvy on the road, and a soulful hot gem of the week. He's on the line right now. He goes by the name of Prashoen Naidoo. Good afternoon, Prashoen. How are you doing?
Hi, listen, Josh. I'm fantastic, in yourself. How are you?
No, I'm great. I'm just jealous a bit because, funny enough, I was telling someone yesterday, I was like, yo, you know the way I love a drop top. I love a drop top so much. So I'm really, really, really jealous right about now, right? I need us to get straight into it because I want to find out so much from you. So how did it feel, you know, to take the CLE 200 Cabriolet for a spin? Did it, you know, live up to the Mercedes-Benz magic?
I thought it was quite lovely. It just cruised, let your head down. You know, the car had a lovely 2-liter four-cylinder petrol motor, so it was very sweet, very sprightly on open road, especially when you put it into sport mode, it comes to life. Yes, it's not mind-blowingly fast, you know, for the car nerds out there like myself. Power-wise, it's 150 kilowatts and 320 newton meters of torque, so it doesn't sound that much, but it actually gets going quite nicely thanks to the 9-speed transmission, real good, and fuel-wise, not bad. I was getting between low 8 to 9 liters per 100 kilometers, but I read in a recent report from Times Live that they drove the car on the highway for the launch of the vehicle. They got about 6.4, which was quite impressive, and I think that's due to the mild hybrid system they have. So I think it's a very, very lovely, you know, cool car.
Yeah.
There's much needed power, but I think there's nothing wrong with the big and bad Benz.
All right. So, I mean, we really cannot, you know, deny how stunning the design of the car is. But here's the real question. Did you drive with the top down the entire time?
I did, even though the weather was not looking so good. In Johannesburg, it was rainy. But I kept on putting the top down, putting it up, you know. But, I mean, I undeniably, this car was beautiful in every, you know, contour line tells the story. You know, it's mighty impressive for the Benz. The design cues come from the C-Class. That very prominent, you know, pointed front end. It's like a shark. Mm. That's how I describe it. Low slung bonnet, sharp LED lights. And it's just a very simple, well-rounded silhouette. How it came in black on white with those 19-inch AMG wheels. So it looked the part. It really, really looked the part of pretty.
Wow. And I mean, I really know that Mercedes-Benz, you know, is synonymous with the luxury. But how does the cabin stack up? Does it deliver that premium experience we expect?
Yes, so it was on par. Good to say, yes, a lot of optional extras that came with our car. I mean, the Napa leather interior is another 60,000 Rand with the brown hues. It had everything you wanted, your MBX navigation system, augmented reality, digital driver display, the fancy AMG wheel, lovely interior, you know, all those packages. Every time I talk about the Benz, it's all those option extras, the MBX system, you know, all those things, but inside it looked nice, yeah. And the lighting, very pretty. Definitely, obviously, you can dash for yourself if you had one or two side chicks with you. They would definitely be impressed. You know, they would definitely be impressed.
I like that, Prashoen. Now, let's talk about the numbers, man. What's the price tag on this beauty?
Okay, so here's where my heart kind of sinks to my stomach. So it starts at 1,515,000 Rand. But with all, you know, the extras I always came with, It climbed, it quickly climbed to about 1,833,000 rand, King Bash.
Oh, all right. I just needed to catch my breath, there, but it's all good. It's all good. And who are its biggest rivals in the segment, Pershawin? And if it were your money on the line, would this be your pick?
Okay, so I think it goes head-to-head with the BMW 4 Series convertible and Audi A5 Cabriolet. I think, you know, I'm leaning towards the 4 Series convertible, but I also have must admit the Benz was just a head turn in that regard. Everywhere I drove, people were like, so one or two people said this car is sexy. They came up to me and were like, it looks so good. And so I think I'll take the Benz. They're definitely the Benz for that aspect. It's youthful, it's pretty, it has everything you want, but
yeah,
it is pricey. And also, I mean, yeah, the price is where it lets me down a bit.
Oh, okay. I mean, you've been, you know, driving and pushing luxury for the longest of time. I mean, what's the... what's parked in your garage this week? An exciting test drive coming up?
Yes, we got something quite cool. We got the Volvo EX30, this electric silent EV, 0 to 102.6 seconds. Really nice car, I think. Yeah, it is a bit controversial due to, you know, the partnership, because I think it's not the most luxurious Volvo you would expect, as you've seen in the XC40, but it's nice and it's affordable, but it's brutally fast. I think the speed eventually gets to your head. You're just like, okay, I need to take a step or two back. It's too obnoxiously fast. But I mean, it's cool when an M4 sees you passing by.
Yeah, of course.
That's fun. And then we have the Nissan Magnite as well in the driver. So that's what we have lined up so far.
Ah, that's so exciting, man. Before I let you go, Pershawin, what's your motoring tip of the week? And let's wrap things up with your hot jam to kickstart the weekend.
All right. Thank you, King Bash. So, if you're driving a convertible, be mindful of how wind turbulence affects not just comfort, but also aerodynamics. Keep side windows slightly up, which can reduce, you know, wind buffeting, and using a wind deflector, like the Mercedes air cap, as they call it, on the highway for cruising. So, yes, keep that in mind. And obviously, let's end up with Drake, Nokia.
All right, Pershawin, do have yourself a fantastic weekend ahead, and I'll catch you again next week, Friday.
Thank you very much, King Bash. Have a blessed one, as always, and the listeners out there.
Most definitely. Cheers, Pershawin. That was Pershawin Naidoo giving us the lowdown on the Mercedes-Benz CLE 200 Cabriolet and more.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.